Welcome back, everyone, to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
Today, we are discussing the movie called The Truman Show, one of my favorites.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen The Truman Show.
Yeah?
So
I think I watch it at least every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. I think we might have a copy somewhere. But this is a series where we're talking about movies through the lens of empowerment and what they have to say to our times and what it means to live an empowered life and the cost of living a disempowered life.
I feel like this movie is one that I was never the same after watching it.
Oh, wow.
I viewed my life through a completely different lens. Because, if you've never seen it, the movie is about a guy named Truman who is on a reality show. I love reality shows, so that's why I like the movie. But he doesn't know that he's on a reality show. Everyone else in this set knows and is an actor and has lines, and there's a director and everything else. But Truman himself, since a baby, was raised to, you know, just have this life, but he doesn't realize that he's being manipulated
on a giant reality TV set, and everyone but him knows that his life has been broadcast from the moment of birth. Yeah,
everything he does, brushing his teeth and like going to work, he has the same job every day, and everything is just the same every day.
Isn't that, like, it's just very eerily, what's the word, prescient? Like, when you foretell how something's going to become. Like, I feel about The Truman Show the same way I feel about WALL-E, where it was, at the time that it came out, nobody would have conceptualized that that was even a possibility that could exist. And now more and more, it's like we're living in this giant Truman Show, or we're living, you know, we're
finding out we've been manipulated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So the story goes. What do you remember?
Continue. Well, just like that he, we were talking about this a little bit before we came on, because it's been a while since I've seen it. But that he keeps trying to leave the set, right? He doesn't know he's on a set, but he wants to take a holiday or...
Yeah, because his job is a travel agent. So
he's like, promoting the world of wonders to everybody else. But then every time he tries to go on a holiday somehow, or even just to do something new and unexpected, right? The traffic will converge in a way that he can't take the route he wants to take to get, or
there's a construction or a big fire or
and so everybody's in on keeping him in these narrow limits that he's allowed to live in.
And there's a storyline too of him and his dad going out on a boat ride in the water when he was younger, and then his dad dying in this storm, you know, at sea. And so after that he's scared to go to sea, and that's perpetuated by everyone telling him that he's afraid, you know? And so talk about manipulation on a grand scale.
Oh, limiting beliefs. Like, that's a real message of the movie, is just how limiting beliefs make our lives so small.
And also, like, questioning ourselves, like, because he always knows what he wants, but then he's, you know, people are like, are you sure you really want to do that? Or like, you know,
undermining
the gaslighting
personal
him.
Guidance
they're,
system.
They're gaslighting him left and right. And, you know, like, he has a best friend and he has a wife. So all of that manipulated, all of them actors, right? And then he falls in love with, like, an actual love with one of the actors. And she tries to tell him. And, of course, she gets taken away and he misses her, and he tries to put her face together using like pieces of cutout magazines and like finding her eyes and her lips and like trying to put it all together. And it shows the audience at home watching. You know?
It's so poignant and tragic.
You can watch it 24/7 and you just want him to escape. You want him to find the truth.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. He finally does.
Yeah. But at the same time, the people watching want to keep watching him because they've watched him for years.
I mean, such an example of how we're complicit in keeping each other small, right? Because we want the show to keep going. There's a comfort and a familiarity in the status quo and
someone being in charge, someone paying you every 2 weeks,
And seeing everyone else stay in their place gives us the comfort of not having to stick our neck out or take a risk, or, you know, we can excuse ourselves for not having the courage to follow a dream or do something out of the box, something that might, you know, make us look like a fool or, yeah.
There's a comfort zone. There's our routines. And yeah, how much of a risk will we take to follow our bliss or to follow what we know is true or to go against everything that we've ever been told or to face our deepest fears in the storm out there? You know, like he actually believes he's going to die, but he does it anyways because, like, there's no other way.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no other choice for him because he wants it that bad. And
yeah.
like he literally had to escape from his own home by like, cause he figured out he was being watched like little by little and he had to find a way to escape.
Yeah. Like there's that do or die moment, right? It's such a perfect hero's journey movie. Cause you hit that rock bottom point. It's like, this is the one chance I have to actually live an authentic life. And am I going to do it? What is the cost? And he basically is going to lose everyone in his life that he thought, I mean, he's already lost them because none of them are who he thought they were. But that fear of going out there and into the great unknown and where will I end up? Will I have a life? Will anybody stand by me? Will I find friends?
Yeah, I wish they would make a Truman Show too, because I want to know what happens after he gets out. Because
But I think that's the power of the movie, though.
To not know.
Yeah, because I think the message is, and you, the viewer, you know, what is your like? Where does your courage end? Will you take the leap to not knowing? Because the Hollywood ending is so stereotypical. And remember we were talking about how good can it get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, do we want to know the ending of Truman's story? Because it will just become a template then that we can't see beyond.
Well, I mean, it's kind of best left up to our interpretation of what happens after he gets out, because we can like put our life through that lens and live as if we had just gotten out. I mean, that's what I think about. There's like a lot of different ways that you can view it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could compare it to a cult.
Mm-hmm.
You could compare it to any community of conformity, whether that is small town life or whether it is a religion or whether it is
politics.
Yeah.
Like even if you don't know who is the leader, because like Truman didn't know who the big boss was, the God in the sky talking to him at the very end, like he didn't know who that was. And I feel like often in politics, even though we think we know who the leader of the countries are, I feel like they're puppets. And you know, I grew up under a lot of conspiracy theorist ideas, beliefs, but I actually think that it's like belief systems themselves that are running things. Like it's not like a person or group of people that are like the bad guys. I think it's all of our collective belief in certain things, like
consensus reality.
Yeah, like that our limiting beliefs, or we're all under the beliefs that, for example, I have to suffer till no one else is suffering would be one of the things, or we have to be competitive. We can't be cooperative in order to have a functioning society. Like there's all these different beliefs we're under, like that those are actually the things that are
And at the same time,
the show.
I at the same time see an intentional efforts to use those belief systems, use our psychology against us, because if they're fear-based, that's effective enough to keep us in line. And so you were talking about Truman, and, you know, every time he voiced an interest in, well, I want to see what's beyond. He didn't know he was living in a big dome, but I want to see what's out there. And
he You just gaslit.
Yeah. Are they
like, no, you
are
don't
you
believe
sure?
that.
Are you
Like, you're
sure?
afraid of that. You don't love them. You love them. Like, I'm your best friend.
Yeah, that reminds me of Polar Express.
Ooh,
Are
I
you
watched
sure? Yeah,
that
like the girl in Polar Express, she has
in
leadership qualities and she has such a beautiful, empathetic heart. But then when she wants to pursue a course of action, it's like, are you sure? And she's second guessing. Yeah, like the, yeah.
The cult thing that you said, that really rings true. Like, and maybe that's why it was such an impactful movie for me. Like, just to kind of see, learn to see beyond the things that we were conditioned to believe and ask. And you know, you can do the gaslighting the opposite way. You can do what Byron Katie says and ask yourself, do I know this is true? How do I know this is true? Like, where did this belief come from? Who instilled this belief in me? Just because everyone believes it doesn't make it, is it true for me?
John Taylor Gatto, who was a decades-long educator in New York State and became a real guru of homeschooling, talked about the non-thought of received ideas. And so that's a phenomenon that just keeps us perpetuating the limits that have been prescribed for us. But if you think about the Truman Show, like what does it say about all of those people that they were involved in a conspiracy to put this person's life and to make it an exhibit without his knowledge? It's so unethical, it's so immoral, and yet they all were in on it and they all seem to have no problem
Well,
participating
the
in
whole world was in
deceiving.
on it. And so if the whole world agrees, then it must be true, right? Like,
Yeah, or
it
it
must
must
be
be
good. It
okay.
must be
It
fine.
must
Like,
be okay because everyone else
I
is
don't need to have
watching.
any fear guilt about this or guilt and shame about this because if nobody's judging me. But then deep down, you gotta know, like, would you want to be have your whole life be that way? It's like you're in a prison. It's like he was a baby put in prison. How ethical is that?
Well, I mean, that's happened in real life. If you think about the, what were the quintuplets that were basically grew
The
up
yeah, I
behind
know
the
exactly what
two-way
you're talking
mirror?
about. Or anyone
It's
growing up in a cult, or like it doesn't just have to be my particular religious cult. It could be any culture where you didn't have a choice about stuff. You were just like told, like this is what you believe, like this is what's true.
So he didn't have any option about his life because he was completely ignorant about, and I guess we can claim that to a certain point, right? But once we start thinking about whether things feel right or not, right? There, w at what point do we,
Does it resonate?
at
Does
what point
it?
do we trust the inner guidance? At what point do we realize that anything where I'm bumping up against a conditioned fear, and maybe sometimes we don't even know because we're not thinking it through, it's just a conditioned response. Oh, I shouldn't do that. Oh, I shouldn't go there. Oh, I shouldn't say that because that's going to make this, you know, this group of people uncomfortable.
I think oftentimes it's because we want to be safe. And you can only be safe if everyone is, you know, kind of in agreement. And so if you step away from that, that really gives you a feeling of, you know, that you're not safe.
But there's a paradox where the most unsafe thing you can do is give over your destiny to other people, right? And betray your own soul. And it makes me think of that verse. There's a scripture verse. What does it profit a man or a person to only
Gain
own
the
gain the
whole
entire world and
world.
forfeit their soul? Right? So I feel like there are moments where we all have to make that choice. Am I going to continue to participate in this consensus reality that I can see now is harmful to me or harmful to others or both? And at what point do I step out, even if it means leaving behind the good opinion of everybody, you know, that I know, or he takes off into the sunset at the end of the movie, not knowing where he's going, leaving everything behind.
But yet, you know, that's the way of evolution, to think outside of the box. You gotta evolve. You gotta think past what your parents have taught you, because, you know, like, just think about how your grandparents were with your parents, and then how your parents were with you, and how you were with your kids. Like, every generation is evolving, and we want our kids to evolve and question things and follow their hearts, even if it's not exactly what we would
Yeah.
do. But they're not us, they have their own journey. And I also feel like it can get out of balance too when we feel like what's true for us should be true for everyone. But
Yeah.
everyone is allowed to exist, and everyone's allowed to believe what they want to believe. And I feel like that's the only way for the whole world to live in peace, is if we just let everyone believe what they want and not have these dictator-like people saying we all have to believe the same thing religiously, we all have to follow the same political stuff. Like, no, we don't. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, I think we are living through a time where a lot of the consensus reality that was safe for so many people, and maybe was safe for a lot of people because they hid who they really were and made no noise and all that kind of thing. All of that has become not safe anymore, because I always say to my husband, there's a reason we're not sacrificing people anymore, right? We do evolve. There is a point where we outgrow the systems, and we have to outgrow the systems because we're meant to keep creating who we are as a species and going beyond. And so we have to get to the edge of that dome and push through it.
And sometimes that's a really scary thing to do. I'm sure both of us have been in situations in the past where we feel like we've made the choice that's going against everyone else, or basically going against everything that we've been taught. But we feel like this is what's true for me. It feels true in my body. Like, this is the right choice for me. And like, it's the scariest thing
Yeah.
to risk that social. A lot of people are more afraid of social death than actual death.
Oh yeah. There was a painter, Georgia O'Keeffe. She was from the American Southwest, I think. Her paintings are very striking. They're very vibrant, but like it's a desert landscape kind of thing. And she made a quote, I think it's her. I've been afraid every day of my life. Because she was asked, how could you be brave enough to do this? I may have it wrong. Maybe it was a different artist or whatever. But that quote stuck with me, that somebody who has created their own style, who stepped out and was that avant-garde, to say, I've been afraid every day of my life. So courage isn't, that you're not afraid to do it.
Yeah,
It's just like
you
you
do it
can't stop
anyways.
yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I think we come to a good place to
the
stop.
end. Until next
We're hearing
time,
noise in the background.
keep following your heart song.